WTLC AM Indianapolis. Indy's choice for inspiration and praise. AM 1310, The Light.
All right, welcome back to the second half of Afternoons with Amos. I'm Amos Brown. Glad to have you here on New Year's morning, Thursday, January the 1st, 2015. Hoosiers in Central Indiana will have a real test, because when you wake up and you're trying to turn on the Tournament of Roses parade and you want to see CBS coverage of the Tournament of Roses parade, you better know where to tune or else you'll wonder, I didn't drink anything last night. Why can't I find the CBS coverage of the Tournament of Roses parade? On Thursday, January the 1st, 2015, CBS programming will move to a new CBS home. It's called CBS 4. Or in Spanish, CBS Cuatro.
Yes.
Now it just happens to be the home of the station that many years ago, back in the day, brought you Cowboy Bob, brought you Janie, brought you IU Basketball with the cleaning lady who would sing opera, when Bobby Knight was young and had the Christmas sweaters that he wore all season long. That had all kind of great programming. Well, great programming is coming back. It's going to be the new home of NCIS, the new home of The Price is Right, the new home of Let's Make a Deal, the new home of the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, the new home of David Letterman until May, when then it'll be this some Stephen Colbert guy, the new home of the NCAA, the new home of the Final Four, the new home of the Colts, starting with their last regular season game.
That's right.
And it's called CBS4. And he better not plant snow on January the 1st, 2015, because Chris Wright is back.
That would
Drew,
be,
he's back. I see him.
That would be appropriate to have snow on the first day. I kind of hope we do.
You would.
Yes.
And he will be joined on the weather and anchor desk by the legendary Debbie Knox, who would be here, but some lawyer said she can't come and talk to me now until New Year's Day. And Bob Donaldson, who everybody knows from Fox 59, gets to do two things. Drew. He'll get to do Fox 59 News at 10 and then use roller skates to go be on CBS 4 at 11. Guys, welcome.
It's great to be here. Great to be here.
So, Chris, everybody wants to know, when you weren't seen on television, what were you doing all those months?
Well, I've got three daughters, so I was pretty busy being a stay-at-home dad. But I was also doing weather on the road. I worked in Cleveland, Atlanta, Detroit, and Cincinnati.
Now, was this weather? Somebody needed an extra weatherman, you went and filled in?
Yes, what I did. Yeah, we had a guy in Cleveland that had migraine headaches, and they put him on medication, so I filled in him for 6 weeks. Had a guy in Detroit that got injured in a fireworks accident. I filled in for him for 7 weeks. Remember that snowstorm in Atlanta where people slept in a Walmart?
Yeah. Well, that was you caused that.
They called me down for the second one, and I stayed down there.
You wanted back on the air.
Yes, I did, badly. I stayed down there for a couple of weeks, and then when the station in Cincinnati, they were down to two weather people, and they just needed somebody to come down, so I'd go down there and fill in on weekends.
Did you get to write a book? Because I know you've been an author. Did you be able to finish another book?
I did not do one this year. I've got an idea that I had started, but I was just trying to make a little bit of money. So I was on the road quite a bit.
Let me go to Bob Donaldson. You obviously have been a part of Fox 59 really from the beginning.
Well,
you're one of the senior guys, and that means when Tribune took over Fox 59 a few years ago, you've been a Tribune guy. What is going on? Tell us from Tribune's perspective what is going to happen on January the 1st.
Well, Amos, I have to tell you, first of all, you left out the best part.
What did I leave out?
Because this is a reunion for Chris and I.
That's right.
As you remember, when we started Fox 59 back in 1991.
He was there.
I was there.
He was the weatherman.
You all were young whippersnappers.
He was the weatherman. Yes. So we get to start another TV station together.
Reunited.
So, I mean, who gets a chance to do that? We're really blessed.
So now, what is serious business now? What is going to happen on the dial on January the 1st?
Well, all the programs that you're accustomed to seeing on CBS will be on Channel 4. I mean, it'll be a seamless transition. And then Debbie, Chris, and I will be doing the 5 o'clock news on Channel 4.
Then the 6 o'clock,
the 6 o'clock news on Channel 4. And then, of course, as you said, I'll be doing the 10 o'clock news still, Fox 59 News at 10 o'clock. And then I'll be walking briskly from one studio to the next over to do the 11 o'clock news on Channel 4.
So you'll be seeing more on Channel 4 at 5, 6, and 11, and then keeping your hand in on Fox 59, because you got a lot of equity there.
Right. Well, people always ask me, they say, well, you know, isn't that a whole lot of work? And it's not really that much more work than what I was doing before, because if you remember, I was doing the 6 o'clock news on Fox 59, I was doing the 7 o'clock news on Fox 59, and then the 10 o'clock news. And I would regularly fill in on the 4 and the 5, so it's really not that big of a deal. And, I mean, for this kind of an opportunity, I mean, it's we're so thankful.
In terms of there are other cities in the country where the same company has two stations with major television networks. What does that mean for the average viewer that you're with a company where one of the channels, Channel 4, will be CBS 4, which means they got CBS station, and then the other one's got that Fox thing?
Well, I don't know what it means in other markets, but in this market what it means is that we are going to have the combined resources of two TV stations working together. And so I think that the viewers are actually going to be better served, because we were talking about this just yesterday. We'll have 8 or 9 reporters on the street during the day, gathering content for both of those TV stations, and then at night we'll have 5 or 6, depending on the scheduling, to gather news. Obviously, we have a partnership with the Indianapolis Star as well. So really, it positions us in a way that we can serve our viewers that much more and do the kind of stories that perhaps you're not seeing regularly these days.
They had a tour the other day at this new CBS 4 studio. And Chris Wright, you've been a meteorologist for a long time. And meteorologists always work in front of a blank color screen. Most of the time it's green. Sometimes it's blue, called a chroma key. But they didn't give you that for CBS 4. You're going to be working with, like, the world's biggest television set or a video wall?
It's a 9-monitor video wall. And the difference is going to be, when you do weather with the chroma key, there's never anything behind you. Well, with the new technology of this video wall, I'm actually going to be able to turn around and see the map and point out things more accurately. I think it's going to be a different-looking presentation.
Nobody else has this unless they go and buy a video wall between now and January 1st.
Well, let's hope they don't do that, yeah. But no one else in the market has that. We've got a new computer system, and our weather team now is 7 strong. We may even have
7.
We've got 7 meteorologists on staff, and that's really good, because, you know, like a lot of times a doctor would get a second opinion. Right. Well, I can run next door and I can talk to Brian, and I can ask him what he thinks about the next storm system coming in, and build a more collaborative forecast. So I think it's going to be great, and it's going to add better coverage for the viewers.
Is what you guys are doing one news operation on 2 channels? Is this going to be sort of like, I guess the closest analogy for people in Indianapolis would be when the Star and the News used to have in the morning and afternoon, and they would compete with each other? Is there going to be a competitiveness between the CBS 4 team? Because not only are you guys doing 5, 6, and 11, but you've got a team in the morning that will be doing morning news leading into the CBS Morning News with Gayle King and Charlie Rose, who looks like he just woke up, and Norah O'Donnell.
Well,
so I'm trying to learn all these.
Yeah, learn all these.
As well as at noon, coming out of the Price is Right.
One of the analogies that we're starting to use is it's almost like a big NASCAR team, where you have different drivers with different teams doing different cars, but yet they are all working for the same people. So it is going to be very competitive. It's going to be competitive with our reporters to go out and break stories, and then it's going to be up to the managers and to us to figure out exactly which platform, which TV station we put those on first. So it is going to be a work in progress, because nothing like this has ever been tried in this market, and I don't think in any market of this size across the country.
Is it also a challenge in terms of how CBS 4 will present the news, because you'll have the advantage of the worldwide resources of CBS News and Scott Pelley, and their orientation to national and world news is very serious. Not a lot of celebrity, not a lot of Jack Webb, just the facts. Is that going to flavor what people will see on CBS 4?
Anybody who's smart in this business, anybody who's putting together a newscast, never puts together a newscast for themselves. Mm-hmm. They put together the newscast for their audience. Mm-hmm. And so, we are going to be cognizant of what the CBS audience is versus what the Fox audience is. But the difference that you have is that you have someone like myself, like Debbie, like Chris, people who have been in this market for so long. We are,
you know how
we
to pronounce Versailles.
Yes, we do.
We've been here and we've done that. Mm-hmm. And so I think that really helps us to go ahead and do a newscast that is going to resonate with people because we have been part of the community for more than 20 years and in Debbie's case, 30 years.
Does it also open up new opportunities? You'll have CBS4 will have the opportunity to be the host CBS broadcaster for the Final Four, the NCAA men's basketball here in April.
Right.
The probably month and a half long retirement party for Indiana's own David Letterman.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like y'all starting to plan already.
Yes, we are.
We are. And I mean, I
but those are big deals.
Frankly, yeah. I'm going to be going out to New York City most likely to go ahead and talk with David and get his thoughts about his retirement.
Who rarely talks to anybody.
I know. Yeah.
We already have plans in place for our Final Four coverage. So, mm-hmm. I mean, these are really good problems to have.
Yeah, they really,
I mean,
and looking long term,
this is okay.
We got the Super Bowl in 2016 on CBS. So
next year,
yeah, we got a lot of things going on.
So I have to ask you a question.
Yeah.
You were out checking out our place. What did you think of the new set that we showed off? Because we're pretty proud of it.
Now they got a new set. They did not allow me to take any pictures. They were following me around to make sure that I did not take any pictures. But let me, for those of you for the other news departments that are listening, that listen to the show,
yes.
There's lots of open space, mm-hmm. lots of 21st century architecture. There's two tablets. Looked to me like they were Microsoft, but I didn't see the logos. But then since it's the NFL, it might be one of them little Microsoft get a discount deals.
They are. Yeah.
Oh, see?
Yep.
I knew it! And then let me see. Oh, and then the video wall.
Yes, right.
And y'all thought it was small. I thought it's as big as our little television stations.
Well, I bring it up because I mean we are so proud of the set, and not just in and of itself.
And it does not look like the Fox set. So people,
it does not.
Did they get jealous?
Well, not yet.
No.
I mean,
yeah.
and I would have heard about it by now because I'm still over there. But the reason I bring it up is that it does show the commitment that Tribune Media has made to this project.
And these are the people that, and people, I want people to know the Tribune are the people that brought you the Chicago Tribune newspaper, the Los Angeles Times, WGN television, the legendary WGN radio. They are serious broadcasters.
Yes, well, they are the largest owner of TV stations in the country now.
Nope.
And so this has been the biggest project on their plate for this part of the year. So we have all the resources that we need to hit the ground running. And that's been very, very important because we don't want to have a learning curve, and we're not going to with people like Chris and with people like me.
Is it also difficult, the fact that you can't put on an NCIS or a Big Bang Theory promo on Channel 4 until January 1st?
We'll all get through this together.
Yeah. You'll get,
They'll start at 12:01.
No, and I mean, we're going to be.
Are there going to be operators on duty? Well, first of all, it hasn't been announced. When is the actual switch over? You're not going to switch over in
midnight.
The middle. Wait a minute. When the ball drops.
Well, here's what's going to happen. You've heard about the big downtown party that they're having on Georgia Street.
That's right. Down on Georgia Street.
Now, we're hosting that. So Fanchon and I are going to be on the air on Channel 4 starting at 11:30.
So there's no worry of having something on CBS. So the transition in the middle of what CBS might put on at 11:30, there's not that.
And so then straight up at midnight when when that race car descends, I don't know if you've heard about it, they're actually going to drop a race car instead of dropping the ball on Georgia Street outside the field house. And so Chris then will show up. Debbie will show up at midnight, and we'll basically christen the new Channel 4.
And then I bet all of a sudden there'll be Agent Gibbs saying, "This is Agent Gibbs, and I'm proud to be on CBS 4.
Yes.
Why do I get the feeling that every CBS star is going to suddenly appear on Channel 4 and say, "I'm proud to be in Central Indiana on CBS"? Why do I get that feeling?
There might be a little bit of that.
You make a good promotions guy. Yeah.
I mean, CBS is really excited about this, too, because they have a motivated partner in Tribune Media that, again, owns more TV stations than any other group in the country. And so it's going to be a great partnership, and it's something that, you know, CBS was very much in favor of too.
Then this will also mean that you guys are the new home of not just the CBS Evening News, but 60 Minutes.
Right.
Right after football, as well as Face the Nation on a Sunday morning.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is this going to be the half hour Face the Nation, or are you all doing the full 1 hour?
No, we'll do the full.
Which has never been here, because usually it's been the half hour. This is going to be the full Bob Schieffer on Sunday morning.
That's the plan, I think. You'd have to, greater minds than mine are going to be making those decisions.
If I said that wrong, one of your Blackberries and cell phones
will blow up.
Yeah. And
well, but, all of that. But the point is that there is a tradition with CBS. Yes. There is a tradition of serving an audience and a tradition of doing the kind of journalism that, that really this community, I think, will welcome.
So then, Chris, the pressure is on you, because if Bob and Fanshawe are down on Georgia Street, mm-hmm. they don't want to be down there in 12 inches of snow.
Well, I think it would be festive and look really good to have that snow on the air. You know? I just hope it's not raining. That's what I don't want. But
you don't
like
want the rain.
Snow.
You think that the snow.
We're looking at our long-range weather pattern. We are starting to see things pick up. We're going to have a chance of snow coming up this weekend, maybe a white Christmas. So things are starting to change.
Are we going to see the return of snow counts?
Yes, we are.
Because that's been missing around here.
We're working on the snow prediction. We'll have that for you at 6 o'clock on January 1st.
So this will be the forward snow prediction.
Yes, it will be.
It'll be there.
Yep.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Promotions department's already working on it. Yeah.
That's great.
There's other news departments going, oh, God, Chris is going to do the snow. They're going to do it the ball.
Bob's going to New York.
Yeah. What are we going? What? Bob's going to New York. These Letterman promos. Goodness, how are we going to compete again? Is the staff excited?
Yes, they are. It's really wonderful to go to work with people that are happy and motivated and have positive energy. There's been a lot of change at the station, being that we're adding the new station, a lot of construction. But everybody seems to have a very positive attitude, and it's just a very happy place to
be.
And
is it fair to say the entire television industry is looking at what happens here in Indianapolis? Because again, it is still unusual in television for one company to have two major network brands as part of their same company in their city.
Well, if you put it that way, I'm starting to get nervous.
You really?
I don't.
We got to deliver something really big now.
No, I mean, it is something that people are going to be looking at to see how it works. And again, that's why Tribune Media decided to bring in people like Chris and bring in people like Debbie, because we know we only have one shot to make a first impression. And so with them, it really gives us a leg up and I think gives us a big head start.
One other thing, for the maybe 20% of the viewers that don't have cable, that aren't watching the new CBS 4 on either Bright House or any of the satellite services or UVerse or Comcast, for those that are getting their digital signal off the air, and everybody knows Channel 4's transmitter is on the south side, down 144 at the curve in Trafalgar, how important is it to remind people that if they live on the north side of Marion County or in the northern suburbs, to make sure that they're switching that dish to, what's the other one, 29.1.
Well, I think what's going to happen is people are going to be bombarded with, we're not allowed to do anything right now.
Right.
But after January 1st, I mean, we're going to be kind of hard to avoid. And you're
everywhere.
The word's going to get out.
Every time you turn around, we'll be there.
And believe me, there are going to be people whose job it is to make sure that the viewers are comfortable with what's going on and to answer any questions that they have. So it is something that we're anticipating, but I think it's something that we're going to be
Has
ready
Tribune
for.
Has Tribune ever done something like this before? I know they're big enough that
they've got two stations in Denver.
Yeah.
They do, but they don't compete against each other, as much as we will. They do have a couple of duopolies, across the country, but nothing on this scale with two separate, you know, with news departments that are as big as this one. We hired about 70 people. Mm-hmm. So, parking has been a little bit of an issue out at the, Fox 59 building.
But there's extra space out there in InTech.
Well, I mean, they're talking about building a parking garage. I mean, the other thing that's been interesting is the restroom situation.
Yeah. Oh, they need the porta johns are coming. One other thing, normally we would say at this part of the interview, you go to a website for more information. Is there yet a website? If people go to the regular TTV4, Indiana 4 website, there's nothing.
So no, not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. January 1st.
Follow the, obey what the corporate lawyers told you to do.
Oh, yes.
Right.
All right. So you'll see their pictures and hear the interview on our website, praiseindy.com. I'm going to have to call their lawyers and see. I don't even think I can use a CBS4 logo.
No.
You notice
we did not say those words.
We say Channel 4. I can say that because I don't get a check from Tribune.
That's right, but we cannot say that.
I mean, I'm going to have to just get the regular CBSI logo. That's acceptable.
Yes.
I have no idea.
You have no idea.
I don't know what the rules are.
All right. Come Thursday, January the 1st. When the race car drops downtown, or if you're watching another channel, when the ball drops in Times Square, you need to switch over to Channel 4 because that is the new home of CBS. For Central Indiana, CBS 4 with weather prognosticator, official certified AM&S meteorologist Chris Wright. The brother's back.
Yes.
He's so calm with that. And Bob Donaldson, who will be on CBS 4 at 5, 6, and 11. And if you're still Fox 59 old school, you can catch him at 10 o'clock p.m. on Fox 59. Just had mentioned that, so Fanchon and them and the Fox 59 people will be happy. Guys, good luck to you. Thanks
Thank
very
you,
much
Amos.
For being
it's
with us.
It's so great to be here. Thank you very much.
Bye.